This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
The louder I call, the faster it runs. The louder I call, the faster it runs.
Jen Wosner and Andy Stack have created and released their fifth album as Wyoke. The band formed in Baltimore about 10 years ago, but now the two are working in different geological corners, with Wosner in Durham and Stack in Marfa, Texas. The name of the record is The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs, and it's being hailed by many critics and fans as their finest yet. Jen is here now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is the "it" referenced in the album title and the title song running away from you or coming toward you?
It's interesting. So that's, you actually sort of walked yourself right into the litmus test that I like to subject people to when talking about the title of this record. Because when I originally conceived of it, my thinking was, I need help. I'm trapped. But the louder I call, the easier it is for the thing I'm running from to find me. But when I pitched the title to Andy, my bandmate, his reaction was, I want something, but the more I try to chase it, the farther away it gets. And so then I realized that there was this duality to it that I hadn't even realized at first, that I think is a pretty interesting reflection of the brain space of whoever you're asking. And I love... The second he told me that, it instantly occurred to me that that duality is a perfect representation of the sort of twin poles of anxiety and neuroses that kind of anchor this record. it's either. It's both.
You're worried I've given up. I've lost direction for the cause. I've traded truth for confidence. Went back on all my promises.
Jen, the mini essay that you wrote on your website for the song Lifer talks a lot about feeling guilty about your good fortune, as you see many people struggle. Have you made peace with that and turned it into creative inspiration?
I'm not sure I will ever entirely make peace with that. I think I'm a sort of fundamentally guilty person. What I'm trying to do is to take that guilt kind of off of my shoulders and understand that the fact that there is suffering and injustice in the world is not necessarily my fault. And to be grateful for the incredible amount of opportunity that I've been given, the incredible amount of privilege that I have, to use that in the best way that I can to try and better the lives of the people around me and just people in general.
It is interesting the way that song kind of, it doesn't lyrically lull you, but musically it does. And then about a minute 20 before the end, you rip a guitar solo. And
yeah.
The first time I heard it completely took me by surprise.
That's good. That's what I wanted
it
to do.
How much fun was that?
Yeah, no, that was the best. I actually... I wanted the guitar solo to be pretty chaotic. And so when I was building the initial demo in my room, I was almost trying to be bad at guitar. Like, I wanted it. I didn't want to do anything that sounded like a guitar solo. I wanted it to sound just like kind of like a chaotic moment.
I've read It Was Not Natural is about a found object. Was that a physical object or could it be an idea?
It's a metaphorical object. I mean, the first image that occurred to me being going for a walk and, you know, you sort of like got your head down, you're looking where you're walking, and you see something kind of sticking out of the ground and you can't quite tell whether it's of natural origin or not. I can't tell you how many times I've been like, oh, cool, a fossil, and then it turns out to be a piece of plastic. And so like that was sort of like the initial metaphor. The broader idea of that song being the structures that we create for ourselves to make sense of our lives, which at times can be helpful, but often, more often than not, sort of go against many of our natural impulses. And just sort of the tendency, once you start pulling the thread of like, wait, why are we doing this? Like, what is this for? Everything can very easily just sort of come apart. So I understand the need to have them and to sort of like create meaning in people's lives. But at the same time, I think part of what makes me interested in writing songs is sort of taking some of those apart and examining why they exist in the first place.
You could be ember. You could be animal or antler. They do resemble. They do remember one another. It was not natural all along. Only human hands could give us something.
There's another great guitar bit in Say Hello.
Yeah, that was sort of my like Cocteau Twins moment. And this, I'll tell you a story about that song in particular, which I think is really weird and was super fun. I was flying back from Marfa and I had a layover in Austin. And so I was in this like heightened flow state. I get off the plane and I had this idea and I was like, I should text Jonathan Myberg. So my friend Jonathan, who plays in a band called Shearwater and more recently in a band called Loma. So Jonathan lives in New York now. I hadn't spoken to him in a long time. And I didn't know anything about where he was. I guess I assumed he was in New York. But I was like, oh, I should text him. And so I texted him. And as it turns out, he was in the Austin airport, like five gates away from me.
Wow.
I wrote the song on an airplane, and then immediately after that, I psychically conjured the existence of my friend in the Austin airport. so that was fun, and that totally happened. That's 100% true. And he was in Austin working on the Loma record at the time.
That's mad.
It was weird.
Jen Wozner and Andy Stack are Wyoke. Their new recording is called The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs. It's out now. Wyoke plays the Cat's Cradle tomorrow night. Thanks for coming in, Jen.
Thanks so much for having me.